So we can start.
Yeah. I got the one I want to start with.
Especially since we're back.
I'm just checking in on everybody. How are y'all doing? How y'all feeling? Man, y'all's mental?
My mental's good. Mental's good, man. Good. How y'all brothers been?
Man, I've been doing great.
A lot been going on, but...
All right.
Hey, we still here.
When
was the last one? I feel like we did the last one in 2020.
It was before the pandemic.
It was before the pandemic.
So that was like early 2019?
2019. So it's been a few years and we're back.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that at the house.
Well, no, that was the last show that the three of us did.
Yeah, I'm thinking like we did.
The last show that we did? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's been a few years then.
Yeah, it was before the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. It was before the pandemic. And because I remember Isaiah stepped in for a while.
Yeah.
And y'all went on from there, and I don't know when y'all stopped from that one.
Man, the schedule get crazy.
Schedules, yeah. I want to say the last show me and David did, I want to say was at your apartment.
It was at the apartment, so that's at least minimum about 3.5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's been good, man.
It's good to have everyone back.
The original three.
I've been back at it again. For those that don't know, I've been away taking care of some business, and it wound up me taking care of some personal issues at home. Just want to let everybody know everything's cool. Grandmother's fine. I'm back at it again. So,
hey, I'm glad everybody is here. I'm glad we're doing this again. I couldn't wait to get this back going.
Yeah.
And I'm actually really, really, really excited. Really excited.
So with the pleasantries out the way, let's get to it.
All right.
Man, my first question for y'all is, you know, we're sports guys. They ain't going to definitely be all we talk about. Mm-hmm. But being sports guys, man, the biggest question that's been coming up so far is with LeBron and Steph stepping out of the way. Then Steph, he's about 4 years behind LeBron.
Yeah.
LeBron's already, but he's approached, he'll be 40 in December.
Mm-hmm.
They got to move. They got to get out the way. Who's next?
Right now, as a constructor, in the NBA?
Who do you believe has that potential to move in to that spot? Because that's a heck of a spot. That's a holder.
Now, you know, in the beginning, me and you talked about this last year, and we touched on it a little bit. The year before. Now looking at it, he's still got a chance to take that spot, but he's got to get out of his own way. Number one, he's got to stay healthy, and that's Ja Morant.
Yeah,
I could see that, Ja.
Very special dude. Another person that I never thought I'd bring up when I say his time is now, and that's Halliburton. I mean, he almost turned into a monster, seemed like overnight.
Do he feel forced on you, though?
I feel like he's forced. I feel like he's being forced. They're trying to force feed us
how to be a star.
That doesn't negate his talent, but I feel the...
They're pushing the issue to blow him up.
I feel like
it kind of seems like that in a way.
I think another person that could possibly step in a spot because he's very talented is Cat.
No,
Cat's time came and gone.
You think?
Anthony Edwards. He's there.
That's the guy on Orlando?
No. That's Pablo. Pablo Banchero.
That's another one.
Not yet. He's not. He's
he getting there.
He's behind a few guys. But if I'm going with right now, it looks like Anthony Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrese is coming up because this looked like the age of the guards.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good guards out there between De'Aaron Fox, Halliburton, Ja.
After Embiid and Yoke, they're good. They're still here. But after Embiid and Yoke, you know the big men, because big men the what you think of a big man is changing because of they're more athletic now. You don't have big men like Shaq in them no more.
But they're not American either. That I feel like is like because NBA is an American game. That is a stipulation almost.
None of the bigs, the top three bigs in this league, none of them are American.
Mm-mm. No.
That's Joel Embiid, who's from Cameroon. You've got Jokic, who is from Serbia, and you got
Giannis.
I was going with Wembanyama, who's from France. And of course, Yama.
Yama gonna be? I mean, he's talented.
I didn't put Giannis in there because you don't look at Giannis so much as a big man as you do.
Well, what would you view him as?
Yeah, why not?
Because he's a four.
But fours are big men.
Yeah.
Yeah, big men is just only the center. You know what I mean?
Like, so you're thinking you don't look at Giannis as a center because of what? Because Giannis what 6'10", 6'11"?
I don't look at him as a center because of what? Because of he does so much.
Well, it's changed now. The position changed now. We're past the days of the centers being down in the post, just bang with people. Now they can still do that. But you got centers now that can shoot jumpers, that can shoot threes. They're athletic, like they're guards.
I agree.
And so we're past the center being down in the post and just banging all day. We're past that now.
Yeah, but it doesn't hurt that the center can still do that. And if there's one person out of the people we mentioned that can go out in the paint and still get his hands dirty, as opposed to doing everything else, it is Giannis. Yeah, at the end of the day, because
Embiid can.
Yeah, Embiid too.
Yeah, his injuries though has been.
But Embiid, you don't want him to do that.
Yeah, if you're taking, Lord,
God forget, he break a nail or something, and he's done for 3 or 4 weeks.
The person that I'm actually kind of surprised. I don't want to say he got exposed, but it just wasn't a good look in the All-Star game, and that was with Jokic. I didn't realize that he was that slow and uncoordinated.
Jokic's fine. He was just playing around.
Jokic is good outside. Like, when you see him with other stars, you realize how much the team game helps him.
Yeah.
He's good.
It's not even that.
He don't stand out.
He don't stand out.
During the All-Star game, no one's taking that game serious. No,
it's true. It's true.
He's just sitting there, just having fun, going through the motions. I had a front row seat all year long last year to a man that was just possessed and was not leaving without it. To see what him and Jamal Murray pulled off going to the finals was crazy.
It was believable because sometimes you have to be a little lucky.
Hold on. I literally sat there as they were taking the ride to the finals like this, saying, "Please, Jamal, don't break nothing. Please don't." Because it looked just so effortless, and they looked just so hungry. I said, "Please let him go ahead and get."
Speaking of the NBA right now, since we're on that subject, this is what, February. We're
got some bad news before. Hold on, not to cut you off. I was watching ESPN. It's good news, bad news. This year's Hall of Fame, Steve Mongo McMichael will be inducted into the Hall of Fame. That's not the bad news.
What are we talking about?
He may not live to see it.
Are we talking about wrestling?
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't remember Mongo?
He
played for the Bears.
Nobody was a Bear.
Yeah.
He played for the Panthers.
That was a crazy
segue.
Whereas like, we talking about basketball, then I heard Mongo. I know who he is. I said that was a really
he played for
nice,
the Bears.
I know.
That's why.
But
that
was a nice swerve.
I didn't know he was still alive. I thought Mongo already passed.
No, he might though. His dream finally comes through. Richard Dent called his wife and told him, "Hey, buddy, you've been inducted into the Hall of Fame." Now, chances are he may not. He's not going to be able to make the trip because of his health. If he tries to make the trip, it could kill him. That ALS is a monster. And a lot of people don't understand that. Neurological conditions are stuff that you really don't recover from unless it's a miracle.
Right.
Because
I don't think there's a cure for ALS.
No, it's not.
There isn't.
Yeah.
There's not a cure for epilepsy.
It's still, you know, studying it and research, you know. They're still doing studies and stuff. But my question is, now we're past the All-Star break, we're back in the regular season, everybody's back. Who do y'all, who you're looking at to get to the championship? Who you think could pull it off this year?
I'm going to say this because nobody else will. Me and David have spoken on this a few times. I don't know why people seem to keep doing this, but one day they're going to learn. Everybody's talking about Milwaukee.
They struggle.
Everybody's talking about...
I told you they was going to struggle with Doc Rivers.
This is bigger than Doc Rivers. Doc got to figure some stuff out. He's trying to get them to play defense now.
Nah.
This has nothing to do with Doc. Them struggling has nothing to do with Doc.
They weren't struggling until he got there.
Yeah, they were.
Man, they only lost 12 games.
Here's the thing. You got all these teams everybody's talking about. Everybody's got an eye. Of course, with LeBron in L.A., they're going to speak on L.A. all the time. That name's never going to come out your mouth. You got the defending champions, Jokic and the boys, you know. Of course, everybody's wondering what's going to happen with Steph Curry. But the most disrespectful thing out of the whole bunch is no one ever pays Miami any attention until it's too late. And I don't know if anybody's aware of this, but since the All-Star break, or before the All-Star break, was the last time they lost. Now, granted, they've only played 3 games since then, but they haven't lost them. They're motoring on with or without Jimmy. They've managed to keep themselves above water. Now, Jimmy's back. Tyler's hurt.
Tyler always hurt.
Yeah, he is.
Yes,
he's a 50 game a year player. That's not bad.
Yeah, as long as he's ready to go by playoff time, I really don't care.
Can we give Tyler the name that we've given Anthony?
No.
No.
AD hasn't earned his stripes this year, though.
He has. AD been balling.
Yeah.
And that's another thing I wanted to touch on with you. No one, and I say this with the utmost disrespectfully as I possibly can, no one deserves the name Street Clothes more than that man. However, credit to him, he's been the first time since the Pelicans that he's actually stayed on the floor.
No, AD been balling all year. All year. Yeah.
Kudos to that, brother.
So I give it to him. And you know, I give him his flowers because he's been doing his thing.
He's been hooping all year. He's in and
But for you to even say that, now that right there, sir, was just downright blasphemy.
Because I know he hurt right now. But
Tyler just had a run of bad luck the last couple of years.
He really has.
So, Tone, you saying, you know, people need to still watch out for Miami. I agree. What about you, Dave?
I ain't going front. We got 2 front runners in the West. I know people want to give it to Boston. Boston don't seem believable to me.
Facts.
But they're still going to be in the dance. Yeah. They just always dance. I don't care where Miami's going to be.
I'm going to tell you why that Boston's not believable to me. And me and you sat and talked about this at length. It, for some reason, and I don't want nobody to take this the wrong way, Jason Tatum, wonderful guy, like the guy, like his son, beautiful people. However, it always seems when the lights go brightest.
But Giannis was like that.
For a while.
Don't forget about that.
Giannis was a choke artist for a little bit.
And it seems like he's doing that now. Now, not everybody recovers from that. Some people do. Giannis did.
Yeah.
Yoke never could keep his partner healthy. Once his sidekick got healthy and they got going, it was pretty much a wrap last year.
You know what, though? But they ran into against people that were hurt, too.
Mm-hmm.
That benefited them. Because mm-hmm. I feel like if they don't run into Miami, they might not win that. If they run into, at the time, Milwaukee. Milwaukee was surging, but Giannis got hurt against Miami, mm-hmm. helped Miami out. Not saying we wouldn't have beat them, because sometimes people, like Miami has been their Achilles heel.
It's like they say, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
Yeah, and that'll get you a chip. There's very few times you'll see people get into a situation where...
If we're looking at teams that, okay, we're talking about better off lucky than good in the East... I'll be honest with you. The East has really came up.
Y'all think the chip going to go West or East this year?
The West been beating each other up.
I'm not trying to be arrogant here. I really ain't. That trophy's not leaving Denver.
Oh, man, Denver ain't winning that.
I don't think Denver going to win it this year.
No. If they win it, they get it, but I don't see it. I don't think Denver can right now.
All they got to do is pace themselves, and they'll be.
In a 7-game series right now, I don't think they could be OKC today.
I don't think Denver.
We don't know about later. OKC has been playing some of the most impressive ball.
You want to talk about the dark horses of the East
now,
and the West?
You got me. I was right about OKC 2 years ago. I said, watch them niggas, dog. Yo, they was coming.
I remember. I think one of the last podcasts we did, we might have been at the library.
OKC is doing it.
You were saying that years ago. OKC.
You said
we need to watch out for OKC. You were saying like about three and a half years ago. Yeah.
They build nice. I like what they do. They're built good.
I'll tell you another team that I'm looking at them now. Nobody really wants to believe in them.
Ooh.
But I'm going to jump out that tree. If y'all don't at least keep one eye on Minnesota,
facts.
Something is wrong with you.
Facts.
But the thing is, the reason why
I know why people don't believe.
Yeah. They've already let us down multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
But something do seem different about them. Something seems a little different.
You getting that?
I don't know if they're going to get. I don't know how far they're going to go. Like we always know, man. If everything aligns, you can get there.
Yeah.
All you need is just a few things to go your way.
Yep. All you need is the luck to swing your way. Here
but if
and
they
there.
Get to that first round and lose the first game, you start to feel the old demons creeping in. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, we lost game one. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what's their seeding right now?
One.
Oh, they are number one
in the
West.
They're number one in the West right now.
Yeah. They're tied.
Now, this is going to be a game.
They're tied with OKC.
Okay.
This is going to be a, like it is every year, battle of attrition. But I'm going to keep it all the way one time wild with everybody. Minnesota, I'm going to be honest. I don't feel it here yet, but that don't mean.
Let me see how they. I didn't need to see that first round.
That don't mean don't keep these eyes locked on them in a way because you forget about them. That's a team come up there and you home. You know
I want to see that first round.
Yeah, the first round was it's going to be the tell of the tape.
I want to see how they go.
It's left whole rooster out of you and go about their way.
And how important is home court to them?
Because they have it.
They got it now.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing. If they're going to be successful, I got to say this too. If they're going to be successful, they're going to need that one seed.
Yeah, I'll go for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because teams like Golden State, if they get in.
They're going to be dangerous.
If Golden State,
you let them niggas in.
If you let Golden State in,
Golden State be doing the play. It's gonna possibly do the play in.
Yeah, right now, yeah.
Okay.
Lakers blew it though.
What that mean?
Lakers.
No, I'm just saying.
What you saying?
No, I'm saying that means that means they have a chance.
Jimmy and the fellas went to the play in, and we see how it went.
Lakers was like at number 9, and they blew that. Excuse me, they blew.
They're still number 9, but that seeding is going to matter because now this is what I try to figure out.
They still be playing. They're still playing.
Me and Bro talk about this. LeBron plays in the All-Star game, but sits out the first game back after 3 days off. What's that about? Against Golden State. A game that you need for seeding purposes.
I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this just off the strength of knowing said individual. There's something he's not saying.
He just missed a game.
Something's, no.
But he was there.
Right, he was there, but there's something bothering him.
Yeah, playing.
And he's not, no, what I'm saying, his body-wise.
Man, he had 3 days off.
Yeah, but when you're getting older, David.
Man, I ain't trying to hear
I'm
that.
I'm telling you.
He knows.
Everybody trying to make it seem like he invincible. This cat's starting to break down. If you watch his game, you can see it.
Man, I seen it 2 years ago. I was like, yo, he might need to hang this up. You could tell he's a step slower. He don't jump as high. He's not as fast. He's still putting up the stats, but they feel more empty than they used to.
Yeah, because you're so used to him. He's not doing nothing spectacular.
Yeah, LeBron playing at this level is amazing because you don't see a person in year 21 playing at this level. However, him playing at this level, like you just said, they're like empty stats. It don't give you wins like it used to when he was younger.
Yeah.
No, because you got so used to with LeBron. What you're seeing right now, you're used to seeing that. That's to be expected. You're not seeing what you used to see when he was younger, which is that explosiveness.
No, we're not seeing that, but what I'm saying is that him playing that way is not a game changer anymore. He's what, 39?
Yep, he'll be 40 in December.
So the way he's playing when he was younger, first in the league, that's a game changer. That will equate wins. The way him playing like this right now is still amazing at year 21, but it doesn't equate wins anymore.
Young as a man, but old as a player. Yeah. It's almost like, the example I gave is, Indiana Jones, the new one. Mm-hmm. Harrison Ford is like 70 probably.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just don't want to see old people do young people things. That's where I'm at with LeBron. It's cool, but because you're just hanging around now, I feel like he's just hanging around. He'd be like, hey, he's hanging around. I could still do it. It's not amounting to anything.
Mm-mm.
I'm just hanging around. And I'm like, I mean, go home, man. You could be a steward of the game. Kind of how Kobe was.
At this point.
Help people out, right. Man. Have a gym. Bring people in.
At 39, LeBron, you.
Kobe Bryant was different from LeBron James. Is that when Kobe walked away from this game, Kobe was done.
Yeah.
He was ready to go.
But he gave back.
And he was ready. He was on a new venture. Okay, I'm going to transition from the NBA. I'm about to transition and start keeping my eyes on the WNBA. Because he was grooming his child.
Yeah. But he was grooming NBA players, too.
To
your Devin Bookers, your Tatums, your Jamal Murrays. They all were at the gyms, at his gym, going ham. That's where this whole mama mentality and everybody's like, this Kobe vibe comes from. I wish Jordan would have gave back like that, but that wasn't his thing. You can't force people to.
Speaking of Jordan, okay. Yeah, have y'all heard about that, I guess this tour that Pippen, Horace Grant, Longley.
I'm just going to tell you no. Cause I don't even know what you're talking about now.
Okay, it's called Oh my god! Now I'm drawing a blank on what it's called. But they're doing like some type of tour. They're gonna, I guess, talk about everything about the Chicago Bulls and their. I mean, we had the Last Dance. I feel
they're gonna tell it from their perspective.
Yeah, I feel that this tour that these guys are gonna be going on is we gonna shit on Jordan tour.
It ain't gonna hit the same. If Pippen's there, you're gonna shit on Jordan. Yeah, Pippen, a horse brand. Yeah, we shit on Jordan.
And I'm so tired.
And that's what I feel that this tour is gonna be. We're gonna shit on Jordan.
So what? He is not God. I'm so tired of people acting like his six was so sanctimonious.
Listen,
No, this has got to be said. Hold on. He is not the first person to get six. Kareem was.
Okay.
Are we sucking his dick like we doing Jordan's? No, we're not.
Technically, he wasn't the first person to get six, too. Bill Russell was.
Listen. Me and Tom talked about
Russell
this.
Went to greatness with 11.
None of that matters that because there was no media coverage the way it is now. It's unfortunate.
It still happened. It does matter. What do you mean? It's still basketball history just because there wasn't no
media. Yeah, but we don't want to hear old guys talk about old shit. If it didn't happen then, when the cameras
hold on. And if it's still like that, then why are we even talking about Jordan?
Because Jordan was around when there was YouTube,
like you said,
at least.
Like I said, we want to hear YouTube, old guys talking about old shit.
Yeah, but
that's old shit.
But his shit was recorded. When we hear old guys talking about old shit, it's stuff we can't prove. You know how old niggas talk about shit we can't prove?
You can prove all that.
No, you really can't. There's no video of the 100-point game for Wilt Chamberlain? There's no video. It's only commentary. People need to see things.
NBA wasn't as big as it was.
Jordan came around at the perfect time when there's media coverage. He benefited from that.
Yeah, but Jordan benefited.
But so did the NBA.
Yeah. When cable TV became, a thing.
He was box office.
Yeah. Jordan he benefited from cable TV, from the coverage being the way it is, and the NBA becoming a global game. And we still talk about Jordan because of the coverage that happened during that time. People didn't cover.
But we're not going to act like he wasn't balling, though.
Yeah, I mean, people.
He was balling.
People didn't cover.
It was well-deserved.
People didn't cover Bill Russell the way they covered.
Hold on. Because there was no media coverage, we just going to ignore that the balling that happened prior to this, the six rings that happened prior to this. Mind you, it happened twice before this man. But since there was no media coverage, it didn't happen.
It happened, but we don't care.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
But why would it be?
It's history.
Who cares about history?
Listen.
If you're a diehard sports fan, you do.
You know about history, but it don't matter because I can't watch it.
There hasn't been a media person in the NBA like Michael Jordan. He was marketable. There hasn't been nobody like that. Michael Jordan started the whole marketing type things and what he got his own shoes on Wheaties box.
I think Kareem had a shoe.
Kareem might have had a shoe, but it wasn't Nike.
And he was a civil rights activist, so
right.
That already was a,
right.
We're not going to publicize you because white people don't fuck with you. So why would we even put you in the forefront you're fighting for some rights?
Here's what I'm saying. I get what y'all saying about social media and all this. That's irrelevant from the point that I'm trying to make. Because the bottom line is, even though Michael was this marketable tool, they're white America, because that's where the real thing comes in.
He's a Republican by Jordan,
too. White America accepted this man.
Yeah.
Let's not forget, everybody want to talk about black history. Bill Russell, the man that you claim, nobody's seen this, nobody's seen that. That was a man that stood up for his people.
Yeah.
Now, if anything, you of all people should know about that as much as you come down on everything pro-black.
But respecting somebody as a black man has nothing to do with your markability.
Okay, back then, there was no markability.
No, it wasn't.
Hell, I mean, that's possible.
That's what plays the biggest factor.
Hold on. That's how you know it wasn't racism. It was racism, but it wasn't back then. Because look, Jerry West was the damn logo.
Well, he was white.
Ain't got a ring there. Doesn't matter.
That proves racism was... Well, alive and well. Right. You can get a logo and you a loser is crazy. And he was the only loser to get finals MVP.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand that one.
Oh, we understand it.
I get it.
I get it. They love that man.
Well, what I'm saying is, it's Michael Jordan. I know you may not be a Jordan fan, and I respect that. What I'm saying is that this
Dre knows.
This tour.
I was a Jordan hater. When I said
before we met you
for everybody.
So before we met you, Jordan. Before we met you, this man, my brother, was the biggest Jordan hater that I knew.
And now look at him. He's on the boat.
You want to know why? I'll be honest with you. Sometimes you can't ignore greatness. Anybody I've ever rooted for, from the Gary Paytons, especially Sean Kemp, to the Charles Barkleys and Kevin Johnson, everyone I hated Utah. That pedophile of a Karl Malone, I rooted for his ass against Jordan, and he beat them all. Like, Jordan made you feel like no matter what you could ever do, whoever you rooted for, you couldn't beat him. I will never forget that feeling. No one I have ever seen before has ever gave me that feeling of if Jordan's on the floor, it's pretty hopeless.
No, I've never had that feeling because I seen him for what it was.
Did you root against him as much as I when I say I rooted against him every step of the way.
I was a Piston. What do you
every
think?
Every step of the way. Yeah, but I don't know if it was like me because when you saw Jordan and you see, it
sickens
me.
But he even smacked him in the face.
It was sickening to see this man.
And
I kept thinking, y'all ain't gonna do nothing about him.
Was Jordan.
Ain't nobody gonna stop him. Can't nobody stop him. And they didn't. Every single day.
That's why you went to laughing when I said that, because you know, like I know, it's buffoonery. You've been saying it for years.
Look, the Pistons, the Bad Boy Pistons, they were good.
Okay, we were bullies. I ain't gonna lie.
They were good.
We slapped people around and we took names.
I said, but when Jordan came into his own, they even couldn't stop him.
Yeah, when they lost that year and he went back and he was like, yo, we have to hit the weight room. That changed the whole entire Chicago Bulls team.
Mm-hmm.
When they started hitting the weight room, couldn't nobody push them around no more. That changed everything.
No, that wouldn't change everything. When he said, look, you change these rules or I quit. Is what changed everything.
No,
and it came
You gotta watch
came
the last
right
dance.
In the next year.
You gotta watch the last
damn
dance.
The last dance, dude. I watched it.
But you gotta see the documentary. Yeah. Watch the players. Because the players had nothing to do with Jordan. The ones that hated him. Horace Grant still wanna fight him today.
I know.
Talked about hitting the weight room, getting stronger to go against bullies like that. The league was full of them. It wasn't just Detroit. Because I remember when Detroit got mad when Karl Malone hit Isaiah Thomas with the bionic elbow. And he was like, you get a taste of your own medicine, now y'all mad. You can't be mad when someone give it back to you.
Yeah, now, that's one thing I will say. Now, there was two players on that lovely Pistons team, two of my favorites, that when they gave it out and they got it given back to them, you never heard them complain about it. And that was Rick Mahorn and Bill Laimbeer.
Well, they knew they was dirty.
They were dirty.
They knew they gave it out. And they knew when it came their way, they kept their mouth closed. That's what real men do. In my eyes. And I'm glad. America, I wish you could just seen the look on my little brother's face when I said that. Because he knows exactly what I'm about to say now, don't you?
I don't know where you're going with this.
Yes.
I
yes,
really
you
don't. I hear you talking, man. But
real men take their lumps and bumps like a man.
No.
Jordan.
You go to therapy.
Did not.
Jordan did. Because, man, listen,
he cried like a 2-year old.
Jordan was extremely physical.
After he got the rules changed.
Well, no, he went from clotheslining to pushing. I don't think clotheslining should have ever been in. This is not wrestling. It never was.
That should have never been a part of the game.
Yeah,
that should have never been a part of the
Jordan
game.
Jordan has actually helped the game of basketball more than Detroit has ever had.
He was the catalyst for causing us to taking the bullying out of it. I won't say the bullying per se. I'm going to say
No.
The fighting out of it.
You were right the first day, the bullying out of it. This is...
Because the fighting is still...
I was like, people still fight in the NBA.
No, they don't.
The reason why they don't is because there's fines and you got... Remember, before they didn't get kicked out. But the NBA to themselves, if you're an owner of a team, you need your players, especially your stars. No one's coming to see the 12th man on the bench. If you have a Jordan on your team, I need you to play.
Right.
And if there's a team that's trying to put you in Boston Crabs... and Crypto Cross faces, I need to sell tickets. My job is to sell tickets. I don't need you in street clothes. Because we clown people for getting hurt.
Okay, I'm gonna say this.
Last thing
I want both of y'all to be honest, because y'all, I know what your real opinion was on it when it happened. I know, because me and you discussed it, just like me and you discussed it.
Well, get it out. Come on.
The brawl at the palace.
Yeah.
It's just a funny time, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
The brawl at the palace. Master of ceremonies, Ron Artest, or Meta World Peace, as we now know. When that whole debacle went down and all hell broke loose, the first thing I thought of was that incident itself could have been prevented if Ron Artest wouldn't have reacted. However, I'm glad he did react, because these fans, and I've said this before, me and you have talked about it a few times, even though you're a fan and you pay good money for them seats, that doesn't give you the right to treat these players like that. At the end of the day, that's still a grown-ass man. He deserves the same respect that you do.
Artest got put in harm's way, though. Yeah, he should have never got put over there in that environment.
That man threw that cup, and he was like...
Yeah, he got put in harm's way.
It was a wrap.
Me and Dre seen that night. Yeah. That was incredible.
We were watching that game.
I ain't gonna lie, though. The doc for that is awesome. That untold story.
Oh, yes.
That's good. Because you get everyone's... Like, they get the
insight.
I was watching that game that night, and...
Because you have to, once you start hearing from like Jamal Tinsley, once you hear from Steven Jackson, you be like,
I'm watching that
that's
game.
What was happening. That's what was going on.
I'm watching that game, and I'm getting ready to turn. And like, just as I'm getting ready to turn the TV, something tells me, watch this. So I'm sitting there watching, and it's like, in a matter of moments, everything just went.
Yeah. Because the original guy that threw the cup, he pointed at somebody else. The person that got punched wasn't even the guy, which is crazy. Like, it's a dope breakdown. It's a very, very good, very good little, what is it, like a 1 hour doc?
Like an hour and a half doc.
Yeah. Really, really.
Looking at this thing and I'm going, and in my mind, I'm thinking to myself, is this really happening right
now? Hell yeah. But you know what, though?
I know it's the palace. I know
it's the palace. I feel like that ruined Reggie Miller's chance. I feel like they was going to be champs that year.
Oh, the Patriots?
They were number one. Busting everybody's ass.
You know what?
They was busting
everybody ass. I talked to, that everybody was I talked year. To after that said if that wouldn't have happened, then the Patriots was going to win the
Reggie
title.
Was hurt at the time, but he was coming back before the season was over. That was their time.
Patience was really good.
And they were doing that without Reggie.
But you know what? There's a lot of people that I've asked about that. And they said, you know what? I said, well, who you blame? They said, we don't blame Ron Artest.
No.
We don't.
Because everyone made their own decision.
Because everybody said, speaking for me, and I feel the same way. I don't know about y'all, but if that had happened to me, I'd have snapped too.
Yeah.
So,
but
I get it.
It all depends on where you are. In the heat of the moment.
Put yourself in the heat of the moment. Yeah. Put yourself in that moment. In the heat of the moment, you're already riled up. You know what I mean? And then, so I throw something. Hold on. No, you didn't. Hold on. I got to come see you, partner.
That was a wild time. I remember that. And that was wild. Quick question, y'all. Because we've been, I know that y'all have heard with this whole load management stuff and the NBA, I believe they're going to want to like crack down on that.
Kawhi Leonard been playing games.
What's that?
Kawhi Leonard has been playing games.
Yeah.
Yo.
They want to kind of crack down on that whole like load management stuff. How y'all feel games. About the NBA coming down on the players? I do feel, you pay this money to come see your team play, and you got your star players that you're coming to see sitting on the bench in suits.
Honestly?
Because of gambling now. They're making them change the load management. Basically, the load management now has been changed to benefit the older players. If you're over 30, you got X amount of years in the league, then you can manage, be load managed.
Like over 35, which is a good number.
Right.
You got miles. There's a mile.
Either over 35 or double-digit years, something like that. And, I mean, that's understandable because as you get older, if you're still going to play, you have to preserve that. Now, in the case of load management in general, load management was never a problem.
Until it became a problem.
It was never a problem. Long as it was Greg Pop doing it. Hold on. Think back. Pop started all this.
No, we know he started it.
We know he started it.
Now, everybody caught on and said, well, this man winning championships. Maybe this is something to his low management.
But his low management wasn't.
Everybody started low management.
It's, you know what it always is?
But he never did it the way everybody else was.
It's what the NBA is doing right now is what we always call course correction. There's always an overcorrection when you're trying to correct a problem. Mm-hmm. When Pop was doing it, it wasn't a problem.
No.
Because
no,
to sit people on a 3-game back-to-back, you know what I'm saying? Or we get that. It's just always somebody's going to take what you did and get egregious with it. And that's what was happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you got rookies and stuff. Players that just got drafted. People want
to
see play.
And they wanted to stop.
They want to take 2-3 nights off.
Yeah, and they wanted to stop tanking. Mm-hmm. That's why they changed the draft rules. So the bottom 3 teams have the exact same percentage now.
And everybody's saying, well, everybody's... Now, I'm going to give everybody a piece of something
to really consider. I wish football would do that.
I'm going to give y'all something to really consider. Don't say nothing until I'm done. The Clippers. Running on all cylinders. When you got 4 of the biggest in this industry on the same team.
Who's the 4th one?
Yeah.
You Russ.
Right.
He's on the bench. Oh, he comes off the bench. I forgot. He is going crazy.
Don't do him.
I forgot what's
I thought about the starting lineup, and then I had to like, oh.
Don't come Russ for him, David. Don't
no, he's balling.
I forgot Westbrook was on that team.
He balling. Well, he don't got a shoot
he
now.
He said Westbrook.
He don't got a shoot now. No, but he is going. He's been going crazy.
What's with the hate, man?
He's playing better on the Clippers than he did on the Lakers.
Everyone plays better somewhere else, and not with LeBron.
Yeah, that's so true. But here's the thing I'm asking. You got the Clippers. They got all their horses together. Mm-hmm. Everything's going into the playoffs. Now, I will say this. If Kawhi can stay healthy, see, that's going to be the game that you're going to have to worry. That's going to be the thing you got to worry about.
It's starting to look at him a little funny like he ain't never really been hurt. All of a sudden, you was hurt last year.
I can't look at him like that because
he was hurt in San Antonio. But maybe all this prima donna stuff might have really been some diva shit. Because all of a sudden now you're just healthy
so.
This year.
I don't think so.
They changed the rule and you healthy. It's crazy.
Because he had
AD healthy now.
He was.
I know. Ain't that crazy?
He was healthy in Toronto.
No, remember he missed half of the year. He came back on the back half.
Yeah, but he's healthy enough to win the title.
Because you can't remember he came back the back half. Yeah, the back
but
half.
But he wasn't in Toronto but half a season.
I know.
But he came
back
the
back half. But remember,
he sat
out the whole
season.
Year. He sat out literally over a little over half the year. He came back after All-Star break. Or
now,
probably right around.
Here's the thing that's going to get interesting. As the Clippers get in the groove and get the plan and in the playoffs. In order for this person to ever win a championship, and that's my dude, 50 grand, I love him to death, I've had him on my fantasy team a few times, that's my man. But to be truthful, if James can continue to, because all he's got to do is what he's doing now, which ain't much.
This benefits him.
To my
right.
heart.
Yeah. Him not being a man?
If he, mm-hmm. right.
Awesome.
Right.
He was great when he was on OKC as the sixth man.
Hold on. It's not that. He was good as the man in Houston, but the problem with him wasn't his play that was ruining him. It was his after-hour curricular activity.
That had nothing to do with it. Because he was after hours all season.
And he had no gas come the playoffs.
No, but he always choked in the playoffs. Even on other teams when he didn't have Houston to go to.
That was because he was taking 2-3 extra days in each city to party.
But if you always party and you always choke in the playoffs, that might be more of the person than the party.
That's both.
Because he always choked the same way. And besides, he was hooping all the other playoff series.
Yeah, he's
with hooping. The partying.
But there were certain cities he'd get in. Overindulge, and man. The next night you seen.
You know it was pressure. Man, pressure busts pipes.
Yeah, it do too.
Not busting nuts. Pressure does.
Well, we know pressure busts pipes. We were saying that, but like I said.
He choked. I don't think that had to do with the partying, man.
How can you say that? Because you can't just party and win championships. Nobody goes through working out all season, partying all season, acting wild, and just going to win 6-7 championships.
Because I think that was making him play better. I just think he got to the pressure, and it was curtains.
No, I think what it was with Harden is he got so caught up and all that money that he was making. Because you remember at one time, Houston gave this man a $217 million contract.
Well, he was MVP.
So
he earned the money.
I'm not saying he didn't earn it. I'm saying at some point, he just kind of took his foot up off the gas and wanted to party and do him and think, well, I'm just so great. His ego took over. He allowed his ego to get him to believe, well, I don't have to work as hard. I'm James Harden.
Yeah. But.
And that didn't work.
But he was always a partier and was hooping with it.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference was the pressure situation.
Thing is, he needs to get up. The thing is, when the playoffs come, he can't be taking 2-3 days off in another city.
Well, in this situation,
James Harden, hold on, this time it's a little different, not just because of that. He's on the team with somebody that he know from before the NBA. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't think that's him and Westbrook. But Westbrook ain't even starting. But James Harden actually has someone to answer to. Teron Lue ain't going for that. When Teron Lue, he got this whole team playing better.
It's that, and then James Harden, he's in a situation where he's not the man. He's not the franchise guy.
He's not there in his career anymore either.
No, that's true.
No.
But when he was in Houston, he was the franchise guy. He was the man. Yeah. So everything fell on him. So goes back to the situation that pressure does bust pipes.
Yeah.
In this situation, as a Clipper, he's not the man. The everything is not falling on him. He's pretty much just another good role player, another piece in the machine that makes it work.
It's that Caitlin Clark girl, that girl number 22 with the ponytail.
Oh, I see her.
Yeah, she's the one that been balling out of control.
Okay.
That's who went up against
Steph.
No, that's Sabrina. She played on the Liberty. Now Caitlin Clark is the Steph of the what's his name?
Oh, okay.
WNBA.
No, college.
But like I said, it's one of those where you look at James, and I've always been a huge. James is still my boy. Even though we didn't have a big falling out over the whole Brooklyn debacle, we're going to leave that be. James Harden.
Oh, ain't nothing. Keep going.
James Harden. If he can actually show up in the playoffs, because I'm going to tell you right now, with Kawhi healthy, Paul George.
That's the one right there.
Paul George. Mm-hmm. Either Paul George and James or Paul George and Westbrook. But two of those men are going to have to show up. It cannot just be Paul George.
They're the deepest team.
They are.
Easily.
It's going to take two of them to make this work.
Y'all going to like probably look at me like, I'm crazy. Paul George, that's my guy. But I'm not a believer in Paul George.
It's like he, as good as he is, he lets you down.
Well, he has been, but now it's so spread out. There's so many people that could do. They're the deepest team in the NBA. When you got like Terrence Mann, and they got like three centers between Zubac and Mason Plumlee and that one dude from Boston, the white dude. I want to say Truce. I can't think of his name.
Theus.
One of those. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, though. Yeah. They're the deepest team in the NBA. So, if they're healthy, they're definitely going to be a threat to take anyone down. That's why I'm like, I don't know if Denver can get it. I don't believe Denver's going to. I don't believe they're going to repeat. It's way better teams than when they went, and they barely beat the ones that they had.
We're still going to try it.
Well, I mean, they're right now in fourth. So they're still going to be in the dance. But I ain't going to lie, there's way more people on the floor. I tell you that. There's way more people on the dance floor.
Time out. When did you become a Denver fan, man?
He's been a Denver fan for a while.
Thank you. Don't go there.
Yeah.
I've been in Denver for 10 years now.
Ain't nowhere to go.
I give you more of a Jokic fan than Denver.
Yeah, because... Because
if Jokic leave Denver, then Tone's probably out.
I'm just asking.
I might stick around.
Because I was a Denver fan when Melo got
there. You didn't stick around because you were a Dallas fan when I first met you.
The reason why I didn't stick around with the Dallas Mavericks was because my hatred for Mark Cuban.
But he's one of the better
owners in the league. Wonderful businessman. I couldn't stand his guts. He did many stupid things as the owner of the Mavericks.
Yeah.
All of which I was privy to. And I had enough.
Yeah, when I first met you, man, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's your team, but you was like the biggest Dallas Mavericks fan I've ever seen. Yeah. And I didn't know anybody who liked the Mavericks until I met you.
Because Mark Cuban was selling me swamp oil. And then when I realized it was actually true mud, said, this ain't for me, I got to go.
It was that placebo effect. He was doing the Jerry Jones.
He was doing the... Oh, no, nobody did the Jerry like Jerry.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but he was selling...
Jerry made me exit Dallas real quick.
Them fish oil pills? Yeah, man.
Jerry made me exit Dallas real quick. When he said he was taking a year off.
There's some people who still just taking it from Dallas, and we see the bull Dallas is doing, but people still taking it from them. They got a big fan base. People
29 years ago, I uttered a statement, and you can call Tiffany and ask her. I uttered it every year. David hears it. It's special one time. It'll never be done again. I've been saying it the last 29, almost 30 years.
They're going to get one.
And I haven't been wrong.
Well, there's no surprise.
It won't be in our lifetime.
They're going to get
one. It won't be in our lifetime.
Jerry will die in our lifetime, so I don't want to go no time soon.
Right. I ain't trying to leave nobody here.
If Jerry outlived me, that's crazy. That's crazy. So if Dallas should get one before we're gone. I plan on getting another 50. I plan on getting another 50 years in. Dallas will get one.
I did not know, and I'm pretty sure you did. I thought it was a different team. That the Miami Dolphins were the only undefeated team in the NFL. They actually won the whole season.
Yeah.
And won the championship.
You didn't know that?
I thought it was the Dolphins, but I thought it was a different team.
The Patriots almost did it. I just heard it was like a trivia thing.
The
thing is, I don't see how you missed that. Because they celebrated every single
game. Yeah, you know, every time someone gets to like 6-0, you hear the rumbles. You be like, dog, it's only six games. We still got like 18 to go. So.
And I knew there was an undefeated team. To be honest with you, I honestly thought it was the Cowboys. To be perfectly honest with you, I thought it was the Cowboys.
They wished it was.
But the answer was the Dolphins.
Yeah. 2 years before I was even thought of.
And I was like, is it? And I heard the question. I said, either Dolphins or the Cowboys. My gut was telling me Cowboys, possibly. But then it was the Dolphins. Yeah, I said, anybody who would have known, I said, my brother would have known that.
Yeah, you know,
I said, David would have known the Dolphins were the only undefeated team and won the chip in the NFL.
That's the only team that ever goes, undefeated and win the title.
Yeah.
There's only been one other team to come close, and Eli Manning ruined that dream.
Yeah, man. Sometimes special stuff happen.
Eli Manning. That's the only reason he is.
Now, I will say one
thing. That's the only reason he's going to the Hall of Fame. I hope you know that.
Our record will never probably be broken. They've made it so hard.
Oh, no. There's no way that record ever be broken.
They made it hard. Number one, only one team gets a bye now. There's more games added to the season. Literally, there's one more game added to the season. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way to you would have to win. You got to win 17 straight games. That means you're going to have a first-round bye, but still win three games.
No, I think it was...
Including the third game is a Super Bowl.
Now, I forget what the record was when...
You have to win 20 games straight. You know how hard that is? Well, Patriots would have been at 19. Mm-hmm. Adding one extra game because there's 18 weeks now, so you got to play 17 games. So you got to win 17 games straight. That means you have to be hitting on all cylinders, experience no injuries... Mm-hmm. I hope you're playing, you know, you're going to have home court, home field advantage, and then you still got to win three games and to be champs. Man, it sounds impossible. That means you got to win 20 straight games. Who going to do that?
And be injury free.
That means your team would really have to be injury free or when I say God, has to be on your side.
Is it?
My little brother.
I was like, that's... Yeah, I don't see that happening again. Patriots came they made close. It too hard.
Yeah, but that's the perfect combination of coach and quarterback.
Yeah,
and it did help that he was taking, you know, Brady wasn't taking max contracts at that time either.
Are we gonna get a New England Patriots tell all? like the Last Dance? Because I didn't realize that Tom Brady and Belichick weren't on.
They start at the end. Okay. At the end, you seen Belichick wanted to start. He wanted to move. He moved on from Brady, basically. Yeah. And Brady was like, "You think you could do better than me?" He went to Tampa.
Brady left year one. Went to Tampa.
Yeah. He said, "Let me show you how this is done."
You know. He went to a team that was ready.
Yeah, they were ready. Tampa was ready.
All they had to do was just swap out people because they had Jameis Winston the year before. All you had to do was swap people. Tampa was ready. When you throw 30 interceptions or 30 touchdowns, yeah, you sunk us. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
And I was singing Jameis Winston's praises when he was out. One, because I'm a fan.
He is talented, though.
He is talented. And one, I'm a fan. So Winston, I was willing to accept whatever he was giving me at that particular time.
Well, yeah, that's when that's all you got. You know, I was like that with Tannehill. Tannehill had talent early. When we got rid of him, I was like, oh, thank God. Listen, that's how I feel about Baker. I know people be singing Baker's praises, but I can't do it with him in Tampa right now. Because I just feel like he can do, we can do better.
We can. But Baker's not bad either.
No, he's not piss poor, but he's average, and average ain't going to cut it. I think he's average.
He's better than average.
Yeah, we got about 2 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not better than average. When I know he got, what is it, comeback player of the year? But who are we going against?
No, he didn't get that.
No, he was runner up.
Yeah, he was runner up. Yeah.
I mean, Joe Flacco did come out and show his tail, and then it was
Flacco came out and just showed his ass.
I'm thinking in my mind, if Deshaun Watson could have played with anything like that, that Cleveland might be champs. All he had to do was just show some of what he had in Texas.
But Cleveland...
If they made the change they needed to make. They had to change some things. Yeah. Cleveland had to get them a new offensive coordinator. because the one botched up the playoffs.
Yeah. So, but we're gonna go ahead and tie it up then tonight. Well, now.
Yeah.
And we'll get back after it in the next show. Good shit, y'all.
Good stuff. Glad to be back.
Glad to be back, y'all.
Yeah. We'll hit it again.
All right. Yep.